Benjamin Jorgensen.
¡Hey! ¡Buenas noches, España!
¡Hey!
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
How's everybody doing? I think I took a few pictures with a lot of you.
Ay, que la vi, le hemos hecho famoso, aquí, este ha venido y dice, le piensan que es Bradley Cooper.
I understood Bradley Cooper. I will take it. I just want to give a round of applause for the Mundo Crypto team today. What an amazing event today was. Probably some of the best presenters I've ever seen.
Thank you. Thank you. You're welcome here to Spain.
Thank you. This is one way to be welcomed, I'll tell you that.
You're welcome. I think I really trust in your company and your family that you've created there, legacy that you're creating. I really trust on it, and you know it. You know I really trust on this. I want you to take it to the moon. I brought you here in front of everybody because I think it's not better for anybody else than you to tell everybody what Constellation is bringing up to the crypto space. Because I know it personally. I studied it.
Yeah.
But you know from inside that you guys are doing something out of level. You know it.
Yeah. We got started on this journey 4 years ago. And one of my co-founders, the genius behind all the technology, looks at me and says, Ethereum is broken, Bitcoin is broken, it's a laughing stock to developers. I have the solution. And we came up with Constellation as a way to make blockchain mainstream, make cryptocurrency a part of every business, part of every application, which isn't done today with Ethereum and Bitcoin, even Polkadot. So if you walk away from one thing today, realize that there is an evolution going on. Bitcoin paved the way. Ethereum created smart contracts and was the next major ecosystem. Polkadot came into existence, and now Constellation is going to take over every business and allow every business to integrate blockchain and cryptocurrency into their applications.
It's amazing. I'm going to get my cheat ticket out because I've bought you the questions.
Oh, amazing.
I have the questions.
Great.
So,
let's go for it.
Go. I'm going to ask you first question that I think everybody likes to know, the team behind the company. Give us a little bit more background on how you, that I think is going to be one of the main important people in the crypto space, because today you're already nearly touching 500 million in market, 500 million in market cap, man.
It's amazing. I kind of shed a tear.
In market cap.
It's amazing.
You are probably going to be on the top 50 cryptocurrencies in the next 12 months.
I couldn't agree more. And we're going that way. That's what we're paving our path for.
And I want to know how somebody like you got into crypto. Tell us your story.
I'm gonna wait for the translators, so, you know. So I grew up in Indiana, middle America. And it was always my dream to move out west where the future is built. San Francisco is where every major technology company has like brought us into the digital age. And so I had built multiple startups in San Francisco. I've worked with tier one VC-backed companies, well-known advisors, investors, and what I realized is that like Silicon Valley was still missing something. They were missing a huge opportunity. And this was something they didn't understand, was around cryptocurrency and blockchain technology, which like communities were being built. Real people were involved on a movement. And that to me was like a sign of getting into something different and radical. Like, I was out of Indiana, I was in California. Let's like shake shit up. Let's make it different. And when I met my co-founders on this journey, they were the same rebels. They were the rebels that they wanted a different world. They wanted to try everything different. And we all said, screw it, let's give it a try. And that's how we came into the space. And we studied it through and through, every protocol, every application. And we knew real world development happens in San Francisco. So the future is invented in San Francisco, and blockchain has a chance to merge itself with what's going on in the digital transformation. And we wanted to do that.
At the end, being in Silicon Valley helps, man.
It totally does.
I wish I was there.
It's a product mindset. It's a way you breathe. It's almost disgusting, but it's a way you breathe, and it's amazing at the same time.
Talking about Constellation, it brings, I have here that it brings, it provides solutions and frameworks for entrepreneurs. But there's so many blockchains out there. What makes Constellation different? What is different to the rest of the blockchains out there?
Well, I would say the first thing is our team. We have some of the most ruthless people that have come from Cardano. They've come from Consensus.
True.
We've brought people from Oracle. We've brought people from the entire space that's like, hey, we can do a better protocol. We've built communities, we've built technologies. We can do it totally different and way better. And so one of the main things that validates what we're doing is that I personally have sat, we work with the United States Air Force and the US government. And multiple agencies, and one thing I constantly heard was blockchain V1 wasn't that interesting. But what you are doing with tokenizing data and making it integrate into real systems, now that's something that we can get behind.
Increíble. Están colaborando con el USS Air Force, right?
Yes, and a bunch of other agencies throughout. Yeah. Yeah. I can't say too much.
Tiene gente de Cardano que han dejado Cardano y están en el equipo de Constellation. You have people from Cardano working now in Constellation.
My yeah, we took some people. Investment.
So you took the team.
Yeah.
Is DAG the evolution to traditional blockchain?
I think there's an evolution of happening with blockchain companies around making the team front and center. A lot of these protocols are very hard to get developer resources to talk to you. It's hard to get a sense of their culture because it's decentralized. But one thing about Constellation is that we have a really amazing culture, and it's breathing through our community. Our community is fantastic. Sorry, I lost train of thought.
Talking about the community.
I'm like slowing down.
Talking about the community.
Yeah.
Hablando sobre la comunidad de DAG, hay una comunidad de DAG en español que han creado, que Mundo Crypto ahora lo enviará en su Telegram para que os unáis, que han creado una comunidad en español. Le dije que van a entrar mucha gente allá. Ahí podéis hablar del proyecto, a qué precios queréis entrar, si creéis que es muy caro, muy bajo.
And what makes us different?
What makes us different?
Our technology can integrate with any system. Solidity cannot do that. No blockchain technology can integrate with other systems. So it's kind of this isolated world. So we look at this whole world of business that exists, the $88 trillion of gross national product, and we think, how do we tokenize the $88 trillion token gross domestic product out there?
And you have zero transaction fee.
Oh yeah. Forgot to mention that. We are infinitely scalable. We have more foundational nodes with 100 nodes up and running. That's larger than Ethereum's foundational nodes. We are faster. We're asynchronous, so we don't scale like a traditional blockchain. And we have zero transaction fees. So why wouldn't you build on what we're doing?
Yeah.
Why would you go to an ecosystem that has variable gas fees? Like, it does. You can't make a predictable business out of that.
Yeah. And how would you relate the DAG token now? That as me as investor side, how do you relate the DAG token a bit to all your brand, the blockchain? What's a useful case in DAG, the token?
So instead of thinking of paying for gas fees with the token, Constellation says, hey, every application has to attract liquidity. The game is liquidity. Attract node operators that are producing DAG or earning DAG. Attract large DAG holders to support your vision, which unlocks the pathways for you to use the entire network. That's it. And then the network is supported based off of how much you need and how much liquidity you have.
And
it's a very different business, and it's an evolution that I think will help the evolution of blockchain to really flourish.
That's great. Now, me as an investor side, for me, DAG token, I believe in Constellation brand. You know it. Like, you know, I love what you guys are doing.
Love it.
I love it.
Heck yeah.
Me, yeah.
That's pretty cool, by the way.
It is.
I've never seen that. It's like... heck yeah.
And awesome, where it's going to go. America.
America. <It's> so... heck yeah.
Talking about DAG now, as I said, me as investor, okay? Me as investor, I wanted to enter DAG at 2 cents, 4 cents, 6 cents. And that's the price, you know, why I have, as an investor, tried to enter it. Because that's what I believe in. I believe in getting in good prices. Today, DAG is hitting 18, 19, 20 cents. For me, as investor side, I believe that people should always buy progressively, any investing they do. If it's on 20, I buy in 20, I buy in 15, I buy in 10, I buy in 5, I buy in 1. I make my average 10. For me, I speak about this investment when I speak it out in public. For me, it's like at 4 or 6 cents. But do you think, not from here, but let's say from 4 cents, can DAG hit out times 100?
Well, heck yeah. Dude, we're just getting started. We're just getting started. We launched our mainnet last year. We've got projects just starting to build that I haven't even talked about. Like, dude, we're just getting started.
And you believe you can get to, let's say, I don't know, 30 billion market cap? 20, let's put 20.
I can't comment on speculation, but I can say that we are more equipped to beat our competitors than ever before. I've seen their tech, I've worked with their communities, and we have a lot of room to grow.
Congratulations, and I
Thanks,
actually
man.
Believe in it. And I actually do believe in it. Because people also can earn some nodes, running nodes on DAG, Constellation, right? How can they do that, and how much do they earn? I think the minimum DAG is 250,000 DAGs.
Yep.
And you get to run a node.
So our first utility that Manny's referencing, because we're our own network, we have to have nodes around the world to host the network.
Yep.
And we reward people with our currency, DAG, for maintaining the network and providing uptime. In order to be a part of that group, you have to stake 250,000 DAG. And you are, once you are whitelisted and approved to be a part of the network, you start earning DAG in relationship to your participation of the network. What's unique about what we're doing is that over time, your node will earn more rewards for how you participate, your reputation, how much liquidity you provide to different projects that need bandwidth on the network. A project that's building themselves and they want to use a ton of bandwidth, like Ad Exchange, like Alchemy Exchange, that's building on us.
It's crazy, everything, huh?
Dude, it's nuts. And you can make your participation with your node will ultimately reward yourself.
How much is it giving right now?
I don't know. The price keeps changing.
Around?
Maybe $50,000 a month.
Dollars.
Yeah.
For 250,000 DAGs.
I shouldn't say 50,000 USD worth of DAG.
I'm going to calculate that. 250 DAGs are 0.
I think it's somewhere around there. Please don't quote me on this. Like, I don't even know what the price is today, but
250,000 times 0.15. I'm going to put, because I think so. Basically, giving 100% rewards nearly.
But the interesting thing about being a node.
I'll miss it monthly.
Okay.
Monthly. Okay.
Yeah, monthly.
Monthly. The one al mes por correr un nodo con 250,000 DAG. Muy interesante para toda la gente que quiere ganar más DAGs.
Yeah, it's not just about earning tokens. It's also your participation in our ecosystem. As such, we have a tax. So there is a 10% tax on every node that goes to the foundation, which is used.
Okay, if there is any attack.
Or, yeah.
Okay, that's great.
A tax, maybe we want to back a project that we like and the community votes on it. So your participation, your reputation, you get more out of. It's not just what you earn. That'll be a part of it, but yeah.
Great.
It's a whole ecosystem that you can get involved with.
Lattice Exchange is one of an interesting project that is,
yeah.
is being incubated in Constellation. Tell us more about it. What is Lattice Exchange? What are they doing?
Yeah, so Lattice Exchange was our first example to show the world what does it mean to build on a scalable blockchain with zero transaction fees. And we looked at what Uniswap was doing, which I know you're working in the DEX space.
Yes.
Love it. We should all be entitled to our own currencies. Communities should vote on which projects are listed. But Lattice Exchange looked at Uniswap and we're like, hey, we can do that, but we can take away all the gas fees because it's going to be built on Constellation. So Lattice Exchange becomes a one-stop shop for a Lattice launch pad, so backing projects, providing liquidity for token swapping between other blockchain ecosystems, and collateralized lending that we've actually debuted as well.
Great. It's very interesting. And one question I wanted to ask you that's not on the list.
All right.
How did you get so many genius people to work underneath Constellation? You got people from Cardano. You got people from other products. Come and believe.
Yeah.
Secret as an entrepreneur. Come on.
Dude, we're all crazy. we're all a bunch of rebels. I mean, I've got tattoos and we think differently. And I know that sounds cliche, but we care about our team. And like, we care about personal growth, career growth, and we want to be approachable. Haven't we all had that terrible boss that we could never approach? And if you're that terrible boss, it's time to change. But like, the opportunity of blockchain is pure financial independence. And so shouldn't a blockchain company and protocol embrace personal freedom and choice on their career growth and trajectory and personal self-expression? And that honestly brought a bunch of crazy geniuses together to go, We don't really fit into normal society, but we fit together and we fit in this crazy space.
Great. It's great, it's great, it's great. No, es verdad, porque yo cuando hablé con, como I'm going to say this in Spanish. Yo cuando hablé con Ben, una cosa que me encantó, que es muy de estilo casi de pueblo. Es que él ha estado en Silicon Valley, en Estados Unidos, pero es muy personal y un trato muy agradecido. Un trato agradecido de pies en la tierra, sí, muy motivado con todo lo que está haciendo su empresa. Es normal, o sea, que llegara a ese market cap, todo lo que están haciendo, se están trayendo equipos de los mejores, están colaborando con el gobierno americano. Sí, pero siempre te habla como... Ah, sí, ay. Y eso, yo se lo decía a la parte de mi equipo que estuvimos hablando con él, que cómo de agradecido es esta persona. Hoy conoció también a mi madre, me dice, oye, me encantó conocerla, tal. Ese aspecto de Ben es algo que me atrajo mucho, porque siempre suelo mirar el equipo que hay detrás de cada proyecto. Aparte de ese aspecto de naturalidad, lo inteligente, os lo digo, aunque... Os lo digo de verdad, que la gente, los americanos no dan mil vueltas. lo inteligente...
I got the Americano part.
Lo inteligente que es. Y además, el equipo que tiene. Yo conocí, quiero... Can I shout out Mateo as well over here to your team? Can we...
Yeah, absolutely.
Conocí a su equipo, conocí a Mateo, un genio que tenía en su equipo.
Wyatt you want me to do a little Wyatt Meldman Flock is the CTO and the mathematician that has invented the algorithms to make this a scalable blockchain protocol. Matthias Goldman is our COO and he runs all crypto operations. One of the most incredible people, joined us from the European Central Bank. And Benjamin Diggles is our other co-founder. He joined us from Oracle, where I swooped him up and said, hey man, let's be start part of something cool. And our whole Constellation team and community are some of the most brilliant people. I'm challenged every day. I get pushback from every product manager going like, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. They're not enablers. It's an amazing moment. Yeah.
Great, great. No, great, great, great. Es increíble el equipo que tiene Constellation detrás, ¿eh? Llegar a colaborar con el gobierno americano y todo, además, todo lo que están haciendo no es fácil. Además, partes que tienen cero transacción de fees, aparte de todo lo que os ha dicho, que están incubando a nuevas empresas que quieren desarrollar blockchain, emprendedores que quieren meter blockchain en sus empresas, están incubando proyectos ellos. Uno de ellos creo que me lo ha traído hoy también, que está abajo, me lo ha presentado. Es increíble, es increíble. Y one question. Esto es para todos ustedes que pensáis sobre mí, ¿eh? Para que veáis. I wanted to invest in Constellation. Yeah, you know it. I contacted the team.
Sure.
Yeah? Hablé con el equipo. Hablé con el equipo para hacer la compra privada a Constellation. I bought a lot.
You bought some.
I bought over millions in USDT, let's say, okay? How much time do I have my Constellation locked because I believe in your product? Over how much time?
Over 12 months.
Yo, todo el mundo que está aquí, mis DAG, yo no los toco hasta dentro de años. Me da igual que ustedes subáis el precio, bajéis. Yo os digo una cosa, compradlo a 10 céntimos, esperad que baje, yo os lo digo. Si queréis comprar ya porque va a ir a $2, comprad ya, haced lo que sea. Yo no voy a hacer nada. Yo voy a esperar años. Y por eso lo tengo bloqueado. Además, podéis decir una cosa más. Tengo un contrato legal con ellos que está bloqueado 12 meses más. Porque confío en el proyecto. Confío. Le dije, yo estoy. Y además estoy dispuesto a afirmar que mis DAG se quedan bloqueados. Me da igual hacer un evento. I'm saying I don't mind doing an event, people buying in. My DAG is over 12 months blocked because I believe in Constellation.
Yeah, heck yeah, man. It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell them now a funny story.
I got a lot of those.
You did not want to come to the event because you had vacations and holidays.
You're not supposed to tell everybody that I was on a good vacation. I keep an image that I don't take vacation.
How did I convince you?
So Manny calls me up. He's like, Ben, you have to be at this event. And I was like, oh, man. I'm tired. I have vacation. I don't want to do the crypto event. I got a lot going on. And Manny goes, and I was like, it's 15 hours. It's like, I love Spain, though. I love it. I used to work for a company in Spain, in Granada. And then he goes, all right, fine, I'll send you a private jet. And I went, all right, I guess I'll cancel part of my vacation. It was a pretty surreal experience. We've worked really, really hard for Constellation. And I had like a personal moment on this, and I'm like actually like getting there right now. But if any of you knew how hard we've worked over the past 4 years, you'd feel that. And Manny, you offered an amazing gift and generosity to extend that gift to me that I couldn't pass it. And yeah, it was pretty dope. It was a private jet.
You have to send us some videos now.
I'll send a couple videos of it all. Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. Pretty surreal.
15 hours in the jet. That was good. That was good. It was a good experience. You're like,
amazing.
Digo, no quería venir. Digo, no quieres venir. ¿Por qué? 18 horas de vuelo, dos parones. Digo, te mando un jet a San Francisco. Me dice, ¿cómo? Le digo, te mando un jet y te vienes a Madrid y te vuelves a ir.
Yeah, they picked me up from San Francisco to Madrid. What an amazing experience.
15 horas estuvo en el jet. Qué bien, lo pasó bien, lo pasó bien. Sí.
Thanks, man. I thank you, Crypto Mundo team.
Yo me quedé sin dinero. Me quedé roto. Me mataron. Sebi, nos mataron, Sebi. La factura está allá. Que cerramos ya mañana. I'm like, we have to close, like, you know, that bill.
Yeah.
pero valió la pena, tener a Ben aquí. Creo que estoy intentando hacer lo máximo que puedo de mi parte. Es lo que quiero que veáis para la comunidad cripto. You said that you did not want to come to another crypto event. You have to agree something. You have never ever seen in your life a crypto event like this.
I've said this is absolutely amazing. I mean, like, I was blown away. I've been sending my co-founders videos, messages, like the quality of people. God, you guys are all gorgeous people, too. Beautiful people, friendly, took pictures of the people. I was like, dude, you don't even know who I am. They're like, yeah, we do. The event is classy. Man, this is just like, I would love to come every year.
Are we going to see you next year? In Mundo Crypto event.
You're gonna see me before
without
next
a jet,
year.
Without a jet.
Heck yeah, man. I'm coming out. This is an amazing event. I felt so welcomed by Spain.
Yes, that's great. So, lo vamos a tener aquí el próximo año. Sasha, we're gonna have you next year as well.
Sasha también.
Sasha también. It was a pleasure for us to have you over here.
Thank you. Seriously, thank you, man.
It was a pleasure for us to have another crypto entrepreneur who's doing great things, who's going to do great things, I'm sure about that. And that's it. I want to tell you thank you because keep killing it because you guys are killing it. Keep killing it.
Do we have so much coming in the near future?
What's coming in the new future before you
go? I literally can't. I'm so excited. Like, I know it all, right? And it's like, I'm so excited to share with everybody because it's going to take the entire industry by storm. Like, move away, Ethereum. Move away.
Wow.
It's going to be awesome.
Thank you, Ben. Un aplauso a todo el mundo para Ben, que ha venido desde San Francisco.
Thanks,
man. El CEO de la gran inversión. Thank you, Ben.
That was awesome.
Thank you. Thank you to have you here.
You're an amazing person, man.
Thank you.
Thank you.